Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 12th of August, the so-called glorious 12th, when the grouse shooting season starts, although they've been shooting far more stocks than they're likely to shoot birds, I fear, during this very nervous stock market cycle, which was in full retreat here today. And looking at the Asia-Pacific markets, well, sizable declines, somewhat climactic here. Most of the declines in that Asia-Pacific sector, and they're all down, were down well over 1% and up to 3% for Indonesia. China lower, but not taking out the earlier lows from that climactic selling that I wrote about yesterday and talked about. And looking, but again, it's a very nervous environment here. But, well, not yet. Let me go on to Europe, even worse in the numbers. Virtually everything is over 2%. To the downside, not the UK, that's down 1.4%, but just about everything else is down over 2%, and some of them over 3%, including the Euro Stoxx 50 down 3.35%, the CAC 40, that's France, down 3.4%, German DAX down 3.25%, let's see, Netherlands down 3.4%. So these are big hits, and that looks a little bit climactic in here right now. And interestingly, Wall Street, excuse me, was down at least 1.25 points in the earlier trading, but then gradually improved to close virtually unchanged on the Dow, with the S&P 500 up 0.1 percentage point, and the NASDAQ Composite Index up 0.15%. Now, on the year, to put that into perspective, on the year, the Dow's down 2.36%, the S&P is up 1.32%, the NASDAQ is up 6.51%. Now, you look at that overall, though, and you look at the stock market indices for those markets, they've lost their uptrend consistency, with the exception of the two NASDAQ indices, the NASDAQ 100 and the NASDAQ Composite Indices, which are technology-weighted. And they have been outperforming, since that remains the hot sector. Now, around the rest of the world, you've seen some significant corrections. Although, again, on the year to date, Europe is mostly higher, and certainly outperforming the Dow. One of the reasons why Wall Street's been able to stay mostly within narrow ranges, and I'm talking now about the S&P and the Dow on that, is because we've seen rotational corrections in the U.S. market. So there've been plenty of sharp shakeouts. Look what Apple has done recently, and it certainly opened weaker, but then picked up and closed higher on the day, helping the stock market rally. But I would say that rotational corrections are healthy for markets. Now, are they all going to, well, is sentiment going to become sufficiently nervous? Are people going to be sufficiently frightened so that they just stop buying? And if that happens, then you'll get the 10% plus correction, which will still remain a high risk between now and the end of October. But if that hasn't occurred as we get late into October, I think then people are going to smell bullish seasonal factors, which could be better than in most years, because of course in 2016 we are right in the election year, and that is usually bullish. Seasonal factors are far from always right. They're right more often than not. They're certainly right now in this underperformance period from the 1st of May through the 31st of October. But the odds improve, in other words, as we get beyond October. So if we haven't seen that 10% plus correction by, say, the S&P 500 index by the end of October, I will assume, though, that we've still had a fairly choppy environment, which will enable rotational corrections to occur. Not too bad an environment. It's hard to make money in that environment, but value investors will pick up following some of the shakeouts. The worst thing you can do is to sell on weakness in here in a stock that has real value and potential. And I would avoid that definitely. Okay. What else can we talk about here? Looking at bonds, now bond yields dropped sharply early in the day. They take their cue from stock markets, so when Wall Street rallied, bonds picked up close fraction higher. 2.146 on the US 10-year, and the VIX did the same thing, moving in reverse, of course, moved sharply higher and then fell right back and closed slightly lower on the day at 13.61. Looking at the US dollar, this is interesting because everybody is sort of assuming that the dollar has to go up, and particularly when they see the Chinese renminbi being devalued in here over the last 2 days. But the dollar has been down over a full dollar index, rather, has been down over a full point today, and is almost down a full point as I speak. It's at 96.30, still trading here, but that's a downward dynamic, and it's broken the sequence of higher reaction lows within the current trading range, which is an extended ranging phase. Now, my guess, and it can never be proven because they won't come out and say so. They're too smart for that. But my contention is that the Fed probably intervened in here today and sold the dollar. And I've said this before. I think they did it when the dollar was index was up above 100, and they definitely want a lower dollar. And I've mentioned practically every one of these audios that the Fed's biggest concern is not going to be Greece, obviously, it's not going to be even China, but it is the strength of the dollar, because that is, you get that dollar moving higher, that's the equivalent of a further monetary tightening far in excess of the, say, 2/4 of a point interest rate hikes that the Fed would like to get under its belt before the latter stages of the US presidential cycle. So, interesting. If that dollar comes lower, I think the odds of getting a rate hike in September improve somewhat. Currently, people are saying that those odds have lowered considerably because of the China factor. I don't know. I'll be an agnostic on this. I'm not a fly on the wall in the Fed meeting rooms. So I don't know what Janet Yellen is doing, but I know what she'd like to do, and it's a reasonably safe assumption, I think, that she is concerned about the strength of the dollar. Okay, and looking elsewhere now, commodities. You remember on Monday we had an upward dynamic on the CCI, that's the Continuous Commodity Index. Well, it's been down the last 2 days, sort of retracing that gain. And you might wonder about that because we had a bit of a precious metals rally yesterday and again in here today. But yet that dollar index is still down. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But palladium, that's had a good day. It's up $26 to 625. Silver, modest gains, up over 22 cents, 1551. Platinum off its highs, but at 101.60 cents, and that's up just over $9 today. Gold bullion doing a little better, up $16.23 to 1125. And change, remember, they were very overextended. And it's been sort of a mini perfect storm in here for the dollar. Oversold in the short term, well overextended relative to its declining 200-day moving averages, as I mentioned yesterday. And we had all this well this this what to, how to describe it, this China markets farrago here to worry absolutely everybody a little bit too much, worrying them a little bit too much, in my opinion, although obviously it's going to be a big influence, second only to the USA in terms of what happens generally worldwide. But so that's helped the precious metals to get a technical rally, and that's will they go much higher? Well, gold isn't going to establish its trend on its own. In other words, it's going to be a counterpuncher. It'll be looking at what's happening to investors will be looking at what's happening in stock markets. They'll be looking at what's happening in bond markets. And if they're very frightened, they'll buy gold, as we know. As nerves calm down, then precious metals are likely to settle back and ease a little further here overall. And that's the most realistic possibility over the medium term and beyond, in my opinion. Now, what actually got the with precious metals higher, what actually caused the CCI to move lower? Well, we had sharp declines here in soybeans and corn, wheat also. These are fairly significant declines here today, and the USDA put out a more optimistic report regarding the current crop cycle. It's clearly better than, in their opinion, than what people thought was the case. I hope they're right, because that would be good news. Helps to keep inflation down. Not that there's much inflation about, but the consumer and also corporations are benefiting from these lower commodity prices and lower food prices. Certainly consumers are benefiting from those, and that could enable us to have some mild surprises in terms of GDP recovery during the second half of the year. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.